This week's Dry Bean Scene is brought to you in part by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Topsin Fungicide by UPL, and Top Guard by FMC. Crops in northeast North Dakota look very good, but moisture is short and cold temperatures are slowing down development. Matt Brown of Columbia Grain says there are a few acres of dry beans that have been replanted near Walhalla.
We had that windy day there a couple Fridays ago, and it kind of blew some of the leaves off and broke some stems off, and a lot of dirt flying around. But I think everybody's pretty much done now. We got some rain over the weekend. It looks pretty good now.
Brian O'Toole of Crystal, North Dakota, was one farmer who had to replant some of his dry bean crop.
It was just your convection oven type day. It was a 96 degree day and a 50 mile an hour wind, 50 miles plus. And some of that dirt that was moving around on the lower side of the bean didn't do the bean any good at all. If it did not cut the bean off, it damaged it enough where just by touching them, they seem to tip and they seem to break over. And I'd suggest people should go out and take a look at those fields. They look good from the road, but if you wipe your hand over the plant, they will snap and bust off. It's not a good sign. That's an indication that down the road, the plant's weight itself might tip that plant over.
And this mostly affected the navy beans, correct?
Yeah, in my opinion, as a navy bean, when it's younger, the stem seems to be not as durable as a pinto bean. And obviously, the soybeans didn't seem to affect the soybeans at all. But pinto beans seem to weather climate and conditions like that better than a navy bean.
And that's been the Dry Bean Scene, made possible in part by SRS Commodities, Central Valley Bean Cooperative, and Johnstown Bean Company.